someday they'll come back in with different equipment that goes deeper. But now there is some mining done over in this part of the county, but I've never worked in a mine. I've been down in one time or two, and I think I've seen all I want of it. It's, I tell you.
I don't care to get underground myself.
Oh, yeah.
What did you call the bottom part of your fireplace? Maybe it stuck out into the room a little ways.
Hearth.
Mm-hmm. And did you have anything that you put on your andirons toward the back?
No, not until it started burning off, then you put wagon thimbles on them.
How about a big piece of wood back there to hold the fire?
Oh, you always put, what do you call it, a back log. If you got one too dry, it burned up. If you got one too green, she steamed and went out.
What did you use to start your fire? Paper?
Well, I suppose so, but now, most of the time, we live close enough to the river that you could always get kindling wood over there. Now, you may think that's a strange way to get kindling wood, but you could go over on the river, and it was bridge timber or oil well timber or something from up that had floated down, and you'd get an old rich pine. Now, back over in this country where my daddy and all used to live, well, they just pick up them pine knots out there anywhere. But you see, in our country, there's not a pine for miles and miles. And to get pine knot material, which is, you know, one of the better kilns there ever was, well, we'd get over on the bar and pick up something that had floated down the river and lodged. Because everybody tried to keep one log or square timber or whatever you happen to have it come down the river for kindling. You take an axe and shave off a little of that and just take one match, you just kindle right up. I suppose these people back over in this country, because they're a long way from the river, they just step out inside their yard anywhere and pick up pine knot. But,
see, well, it's like a hot fire, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
And dirty.
And on our end of the county, see, there never was any pine. Oh, there's a few that when you planted.
When you burn those pine knots, do you have any trouble with that black stuff getting out of everything?
Well, I know they did, because what little visiting I've done, see, we have a pines south of us here. You go 12, 15 miles south, you hit into the pine country. And what little visiting I have done in that country, I know that stuff throws off black smoke. I suppose by light burning crude oil or something, just to look at it. But of course with us, we nearly have enough pine to know it'll.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what our biggest kindling was cobs. See, everybody used teams, saddle horses, and they fed corn. You used cobs for kindling.
Did you put those in anything? Soak them before you
used them? Cobs will. Now they used to always keep one little coffee can or something with a little kerosene in it and a couple of cobs in there, and you take one that had been soaked in a little kerosene and a handful of dry cobs, and you just had an instant hot fire.
That was your starter, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever have to clean that black stuff out of your chimney?
On a stove, yeah, but I don't remember having to on a fireplace. Because the flue in a fireplace would be, you know, what, 2 feet one way and 6 or 8 inches the other way.